kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all uns Einhörers. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, da mit euch alle zu sein.
In der Tag. Sie sagen in der Tag. Nacht, da haben sie ja...
Kumsitz ist bei Nacht. Kumsitz ist bei Nacht.
Das ist ein Träuber. Wir können sein bei Nacht. Wir können sein
zu... Tag. Wir können sein, whenever you want. It's the same thing as the drinking. You can drink any time in the day. It's some part of the world. It's 5 o'clock.
Anyway, so welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. And just for correction purposes,
yes.
For information purposes,
yes.
A kumsitz doesn't necessarily have to be at night.
Yes.
It can be any time during the 24 hours of the day.
Yes.
Ich denke, man darf schlafen nicht.
We can have a kumsitz then too if Craig was around at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Craig is all day, every night.
Okay. Do you sleep here, Craig? Yeah, he's laughing. Anyway, my name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. Judy, unfortunately, is not with us. She has some. Other arrangement,
family
arrangement.
Emmer ist gestorben bei ihrem Gespräch. Gewinn 100 mit 10 Tag.
Sure. Someone passed away in her family, apparently. 100 years and 10 days. So it's the 3 Ks today. Here we are today, 21 August 2025. Kenneth Glaben, als mir Sonnenschein 3 Wochen weg von Rosh Hashanah.
Ronnie,
you got another 3 weeks to blow your shofar, and then
I'll come and blow it next week. Okay. Don't let us not forget. I have as I feel the Sachen gedacht to 19 from morgen fahrkommen da.
Okay.
I have gedacht auf Stein 5 Versäge, weil ich kenne alle Dinge rein.
Okay. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show. With a kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We would love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie will, as always, tell us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of English words to be translated to Mama Loshen.
And can you say, we will help you?
Sure. I'm looking at over Ronnie's shoulder.
Arbeiten.
What?
We gehen han arbeiten.
Nein, wir gehen han überteitschen.
Überteitschen. Jetzt verstehen wir, wissen.
But from the list of numbers and words that you've got there, it looks like we're going to be working, nicht überteitschen. We're going to be translating for a long time. Anyway, we'll translate them from to Mama Loshen. And so stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana, your turn. Early today.
Ah, guten Frühmorgen allemen. Ich will nur sagen, als wir fangen zu kommen jetzt mit Elo und mit da wissen, als wir können da reintanzen in Schul, Rosh Hashanah, und sagt, ich bin da.
Warum nicht?
Vater, du fängst an, eine gute Scheine, weil wir darf ungeräten zu sein, ungegräht.
Davon greiten Essen wagen.
Mit da, nicht nur Essen. Der Tag kann Essen eichen. Aber wir darf ungegräten, wie zu trachten, wie uns zu gehen in der Kodesh Baruch Hu's Welt.
So das darf man von der ganzen Jahr. Die Menschen, die kommen rein, Rosh Hashanah, und gehen Rosh und Kippa. Das ist eine andere Sache. Wir machen die Menschen...
Wir fangen zu kommen jetzt mit Elo. Ja. Und das ist eine Zeit, aufzuwecken. Also sage ich.
So what I'm saying is,
the ganze Jahr schläft man. Von der Frau haben wir eine Schäufe aufzuwecken der Menschen, als sie sagen sie in der Chazal. So what I said is that we can't dance in to Shul on a Rosh Hashanah and say, hello, I'm here. without preparation, because we must prepare like we prepare for an exam, like we prepare for a chasana, like we prepare for whatever we prepare for. It takes time, it takes planning, and it takes a lot of work. Und ich habe ein Wort jetzt von Rabbi Alon Friedman. Er hat das geschrieben, das in der Jewish Report in der letzten Woche in Ra'e. Rabbi Alon Friedman in the Jewish Report, he wrote this idea in the Jewish Report of the Pasha of Ra'e. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal hat gesagt, als wir können hereinkommen zu dem jüdischen Leben in einem paar Weg. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explained that we can have a way of coming into our Jewish life in different ways. Asach Menschen, Asach Giden kommen von Europa zu Amerika in the 20th century, Anfang von 20th century, mid 20th century. A lot of people, a lot of Jews came from Europe to America in the beginning of the 20th century and through to the mid 20th century. Und sie haben angefangen zu arbeiten. Der Rolf von sie gewesen von einem Menschen und sie haben gesagt, der Ende von Freitag, haben sie gesagt, der Balabatim, was gewesen, vorfahren sie gearbeitet, weil sie haben gesagt, wir kommen nicht rein Shabbos. So many of these Jews were Shabbos observant Jews, and they started working. And then and on Friday, they would tell their bosses, sorry, we're not coming in on Friday. Haben der Balabatim gesagt, the darf sind hereinkommen Montag eichet nicht. Als du arbeitest nicht Shabbos, du verlierst the Arbeit. So they used to say, the bosses used to answer them and say, you know what, you don't have to come in on Monday because you haven't got a job. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein hat gesagt, the Menschen kommen mit anderen Trachten.
Gedanken.
Ein Vater kann kommen nach Hause Shabbos und er kann beklagen und er kann haben ein Teines und er kann quetschen und er kann sagen, das ist was Moshe Feinstein gesagt, das ist schwer zu sein ein Jid. Und die Kinder haben das gehört. Und wir können verstehen, als die Kinder werden nicht haben, halten Shabbos, als sie werden älter. So, Reb Moshe Feinstein said that the different attitudes that people have to their life. Because some people would come and they would have Shabbos, they would kvetch and they kvetch. How do you say kvetch? They would
squeeze.
They would. Yeah, but it means something else. Quetsch means they would complain. They would complain. Then Baklokzach means they would cry over it and say, "Das ist schwer zu sein, it's very hard to be a Jew." So obviously the children who were listening at the Shabbos table were not happy to continue with their Shabbos observance, and they didn't. Aber wir haben andere Menschen, die gekommen zurück nach Hause, die haben gegangen, gedauert mit der Kehille, die haben gekommen zurück nach Hause mit den Kindern, gegessen und gelacht und gesungen und gewesen, sehr zufrieden mit Shabbos Kodesh. Und sie gewesen geglücklich und gefällt. Gefällt von der Tag. So there were some people who came and they would daven, they would go to the morning davening with a kehillah and they would come home and eat and drink and sing and be happy and give a Yiddish Wort. And the children, hat versteht sich, als die Kinder wird, als sie gewinn älter haben, sie echt gewollt, halten Shabbos. Und das ist gewinn der Wort von Rabbi Friedman was er geschrieben. So, give a cook and have a look. Sein Besimcha. Und ich will reden ein bisschen später wegen Rabbi Victor Miller, wegen das, weil er hat ein ganzes Programm für die.
Für dir darf man haben ein Programm, für dir ein ganzes Programm gegeben.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ich
unheimlich. Wir dürfen da machen meistens Gich. Giche meistens. Quick ones.
Aber wir sind jetzt in Elo, so mit wir fangen zu kommen. Ich habe ein Meister, aber das ist dann ein bisschen später.
Okay, so. No arguments about stories, because here is the story.
This is the Kumsitz.
Ronnie, die Zeilen sind Meister. Oder zwei oder drei?
Ich habe eine Welt zugegeben am Meister, okay. Einer gekauft ein Stück Grund in Haifa.
A gentleman bought a piece of ground in Haifa.
And he wanted to build a house with a base medrash, with a mikveh, with all the good things for Yidden.
And he wanted to develop on this piece of ground a place for people to live, a mikveh, a ritual bath, a beit medrash, a place for them to pray, and
place
all
to learn.
A place to learn. And a whole bunch of other things for Jews.
So what are genommen gegangen sind der Chazan Ish. Der Chazan Ish hat gesagt dem der Meister, sagt er, geh and bring me a paar Steinlach vom wann du gehst, von wo du gehst bauen.
So this chap went and he visited a very famous rabbi at the time, the Chazan Ish, and the Chazan Ish said to him, bring me some stones from the ground where this place that you're thinking of buying and building.
Hat er weggegangen und gebracht ein paar Steine zu dem Rov. Der Rov übertracht die Steine, hat genommen die Bücher, hat gesehen in der Innenweinig in den Büchern und dann sagt er, es ist gut, du kennst kein Käfen der Grund.
So the Chazan Ish took a look at the fellow went and got some stones from the property, brought them to the Chazan Ish, he examined them, he looked at them, he thought about it. He went to some books. He had a look to see what he could find in the books. And he said to him, yeah, go ahead. Everything's good. The stones are fine.
Hat er gebracht, ein Ingenieur, gekauft ein Stück Grund und gebracht, ein Ingenieur zu sehen, der Platz. Und hat gesagt, kann das bauen. But eine Sache kann nicht tun, ist wegstellen dort nach Mikve.
So the chap went and he got hold of an engineer, had an assessment of the property. Who said, yeah, the property was a good property, but there was one issue with the property, that he couldn't build a mikveh on the property.
Dr. Favar was nicht kein Bäume in der Mikveh. Ist dort der Grund unter der Wurz stillen, that is sehr hart in der Kennet durchgehen durch.
So he asked the fellow, the engineer, he said to him, what's wrong with the property that we can't build a mikveh? And he answered him, he said to him, there's a problem with the ground, it's not... It's very hard and it's just very not the right type of ground to put a mikvah on.
Hat er gesagt, du weißt, was kommt mir zu der Chazan Ish, aber der erledigt exakt, was ist die Sache. Haben sie weggegangen zu der Chazan Ish und er hat reingekommen dort und sagt, sind der Bücher, der Platz ist nicht sei modern, ist auf alte, schmeckt vom alten Bücher. Und er geht rein und er redet zu dem Chazan Ish und er kann das nicht leben. Der Chazan Ish hat ihm bat sucht die Bücher und gesehen in ein wenig, wie es kann das tun und gesagt zu dem Ingenieur, das kann man tun und das wird sein, was wir können tun.
So, the chap who was going to do the developing, he couldn't understand why the Chazan Ish told him to go ahead. And the engineer told him he can't do it. He said, come with me to speak to the Chazan Ish. You know, they went to the house of where the Chazan Ish lived. And they walked into the Bnei Brak and they saw the whole bunch of books there. With shelves of books. And the place smelt of old books and papers and whatever have you. And he just couldn't believe it. You know, the Chazan Ish went and looked in his books and whatever have you and came back and he said... He found in his books, told him, he said, I've checked up on this property in terms of what my books and my records show, and you must go ahead and you can build a mikveh, and this is how you're going to build the mikveh.
Hat er rausgegangen from the Chazan Ish, and it does not gekannt glauben. Er sagt, er ist ein Ingenieur, echt, er ist ein Rover, Ingenieur, ein Planner, alles Ding, alle Sachen, was er. was da für de Boyen, was der Chazan Isch gewusst. Er hat gemeint, er geht da rein in ein größeres Misrad, ein kleiner Misrad ist sie gewesen, und er hat nicht kein Glauben, sagt er. Er ist nicht ein Rov, er ist nicht ein Ingenieur, er ist ein Professor. Ich darf bei ihm gehen lernen, wie zu bauen.
So the engineer couldn't believe that the Chazon Ish, he walked into, he thought he's going into a big major office, and here he walked into the Chazon Ish's little apartment, all small and whatever have you, with the smell of books and whatever, and he just couldn't believe. He thought, this is a rabbi. But he, after having listened to what the Chazon Ish had to say to him, he said, not a rabbi, he's not a doctor, he's nothing, he's a professor.
He's an engineer, he's everything. Yeah. So, just weißt du, that the Rabbonim haben gewusst.
Yeah.
Von the Sforim.
Yeah, the books taught them. Well, the guy, I mean, how long does it take to become a rabbi? 6-7 years.
No, bis
but
mehr.
Well,
Jesus ist selber gesagt, du gehst lernen, darf man sein als Spezialist, noch 4 Jahre, okay. 3 Jahre. Für den Vater rechnen sie sehr viel Geld, schon reingehen sie nach Doktor ein. Because der Arbeit 12, 14 Jahre früher hat er gekriegt Bobkes. Jetzt darf er machen Geld.
Geld, okay. Fair enough. So that's it. It goes to show that...
Mit Lernen können wir nicht aufheben.
Yeah.
Well, du darfst lernen die ganze Zeit.
You learn all the time. You wake up every morning and you learn.
Yeah.
Auch viele der Doktoren dürfen gehen. They get special VP points. Ich habe
gesagt, sie dürfen gehen 14 Jahre. Von der Fall nehmen sie gleich das Geld.
Nein, aber Norden haben sie dürfen gehen für DP points.
Ja, das ist ein Nachmachen.
CPD
points. CPD points. Was steht für was?
Professional development, continuing professional development.
Right.
You know, even we have to do it a number of days and hours.
Yeah. And those have been gehad in the entire world for a long time.
You even have to go to, today, if you sit on a committee, you have to learn how to run a committee.
Is that so?
They have new rules and regulations. I didn't go last night, but they have these things.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ronnie, you don't need to learn. You know how to run a committee.
Thank you.
You know if you've been around a long time and you've got the experience.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyhow, so, you know, it was just, I wanted to start bringing up a new topic for the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was thinking about was... there's a number of superstitious practices that we have in Jewish culture, applicable to a variety of occasions. And the one that I'm going to bring up as number one is to spion, auszuspeien sich dreimal.
Auszuspeien dreimal, to spit out three times.
Yeah.
Du verstehst?
Ich verstehe, ja, sicher.
Right. So,
two.
Put, right. Yeah, that was instead of spitting.
Right.
They substituted the poo.
Yeah.
So what was the thing of spitting three times? It's a classic response to something exceptionally evil or good. For centuries, Jews had performed this ritual in response to seeing, hearing, or learning of something terrible, or as a prophylactic measure to prevent such a tragedy from happening or occurring. So it's traditional to perform the same action in response to something wonderful, such as the good news or the birth of a beautiful and healthy child, and it's to ward off the Ayin Hara.
Zogen keinen Hora.
And you go poo.
Yeah.
Spitting was long considered a potent protect against magic and demons. Ancient and medieval physicians, including Maimonides, described the positive values of saliva and spittle. So it's interesting to know that that's one of the... things that we Jews do, we spit three times. And next week, I'm going to tell you the next one.
Okay.
Good.
So I'll keep you in suspense.
100%. I see that you've got a story here about Cohen.
Welcher Cohen?
Eli Cohen.
The spine. Yeah. Oh, shame. And it's Zenke Kroganim in the end.
That's the alte Meister.
Yeah.
Urine sand.
Yeah.
But you know how old he was when they caught him?
No, about 40. 40.
Never.
Yeah. 1984, something like that.
Wie lang hat er gewesen als Spy in, I think it was gewesen in Syria, ne?
In Syria, 20, yeah.
Yes, he went for 20 years. He saved thousands of lives. He was so high in the Syrian government that he actually told them to put where they showed him the bunkers on the Golan Heights. Yeah, they showed him the bunkers on the Golan Heights.
So,
that's where he. What?
So, anyway, Eli Cohen, just seeing that the issue was raised with him, he was a master spy for Israel, and apparently he believed to have been one of the greatest spies in the history of Israel.
Israel, yeah.
He was born in?
He was born in Israel.
No. He was born in Egypt.
He was born, possibly, yeah.
He spoke Arabic.
He spoke everything.
And then moved to Israel, where he was recruited by the Mossad to infiltrate the high circles in the Syrian government.
Yeah.
He went to live in Argentina for many years, and that created his cover as a Syrian businessman in exile. He then moved to Syria, was accepted among the Syrian community as a successful businessman. He passed himself off as a Syrian businessman who was returning to the country after living decades in Argentina. He managed to get into the highest official and business circles, frequently giving parties where his guests, including the military, would talk freely about their work and their plans. And eventually he was found out, unfortunately, and executed.
Yeah, but he planted all the trees on the Golan Heights where they saved thousands of lives, because where the trees were planted was only the reason that when the Israeli bombed, they knew where to bomb, where the shelters were, because underneath that were the shelters, and that's where they knew how to bomb.
Was it passiert zu seinem Guf? Ich denke,
they killed him. They haven't returned it.
They
haven't returned it.
Nicht gegeben zurück.
Yeah, still haven't found his body.
Yeah, but they found the files.
Yeah, they found the files, but they haven't yet, unfortunately, located his body. So the new discoveries have been real close to the 60th anniversary of Cohen's death. So he was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
In 60 something.
If you think that, I remember the story very well, but the small details. There was a movie about it as well.
Okay, so now with them having found his files, he died, he was hung in public
in Damascus
in 1965 at the age of 40.
Oh.
So maybe now, with having found his files, the story, the truth will come out about what he did and what he found. But he's allegedly the greatest spy in the history of Israel. National hero.
Yeah.
So now we've had stories about suspicions, not suspicions, what's it, what was I saying? Beliefs.
Superstitions. Yeah. I think you said
superstitions.
Yeah.
That's it, superstitions. Yeah. Yeah. And we heard about Eli Cohen.
Yeah.
So now it's time to hear something exciting, Craig.
This is the Kumsitz.
Discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Every Friday, indulge in fresh baked flavored challahs like za'atar, homemade and classic loaves, all perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah. You'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order easily via WhatsApp on 076-108-0085. Sorry, that telephone number again, 076-108-0085. Taste the difference. That is everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary. So, where were we? Here we are. The three Ks. Back on the air to continue with the show. Shoshana, your turn again.
Ich will nur sagen, as the Sassoon Center at Osameach for Weiber, wir haben die ganze Elul haben uns Lerners, was kommen, umsetzt. Sie haben einen Sponsor und alle Menschen können kommen, dort zu lernen. das will ich sagen. There's a Sponsor for the Ladies Learning Program, the whole of Elul, this Elul, at the Sassoon Center at Osameach, and it is a sponsor, so therefore it is for free. Come and learn and get ready for Rosh Hashanah. It's absolutely unbelievable, fantastic speakers. Also, Rabbi Avigdor Miller hat geschrieben vor den 4 Wochen, was mir gerade zu Rosh Hashanah und Yom Kippur. Er hat die erste Woche, was wir jetzt mit sein in der ersten Woche, ist mit darf sein still, halten den Maul. Das ist die erste Woche. Und die zweite Woche, was ist, mir darf geben Aponim, von ein schmeichelndes Aponim vor allem. Das ist die zweite Woche. Und ich habe am meisten von Shabbos. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller's pamphlet is speaking about the first week of Elul. Don't answer anybody, just keep silent. That's the healthiest way to get through the week. And the second week is face the whole world with a smiling face. And my story. Meidek gekommen von Europa und sie gewen afrome Mädel. Sie geblieben mit ihrem Sprache in Amerika und sie haben nie gewen als sie from. Hat sie angefangen zu sie darf arbeiten zu bezahlen, aber sie bleibt und sie gegangen arbeiten. Aber sie hat sie haben gesagt, du darfst kommen Shabbos. Sagt sie Shabbos? Sagen sie ja. So there was a girl who came from Europe. She was staying with family. She was a from girl and her family were not. And she thought now she's coming to America. She's going to keep on keeping Shabbos. And she started to work because she also wanted to contribute to her living in with her family. And it came to Friday and they said they expect you to come for Shabbos. Sagt sie, okay, und sie ist aufgestanden, Shabbos in der Früh, sagt sie, ich habe einen Sackkopf, weiß ich, ich kann nicht gehen arbeiten, Heinz. So that first Shabbos, she got up and she said, I've got a terrible, terrible headache, I can't go and work today. Nö, hat sie angefangen, am Montag, die ganze Woche zu gearbeitet, und gekommen, Shabbos und gesagt, oi, habe ich ein Bauch, weiß ich, ich kann nicht gehen Shabbos arbeiten. So the first week she had a headache, the second week she had a stomach ache, and she couldn't carry on working. The dritte Woche, was sie gekriegt hat, sie hat ungegräbt Sandwiches für sich allein gegangen, raus von der Haus und gesetzt in den Park. So the third week she made sandwiches for herself, and she went to sit in the park and spent her Shabbos there, so sie dachte, gehen zu arbeiten. Ein bisschen später, vier Tage, hat sie gesehen, die ganze Sprache, eine Sache Menschen gehen herum, schreien ihren Namen. Rivka, 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 wo bist du? So at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she saw family and friends running around and shouting, Rivka, 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 where are you? Für was haben sie gefragt? Weil die Fabrik, wo sie gegangen zu arbeiten, hat aufgegangen in a fire. So they were all running and asking, shouting, where are you, Rivka, Rivka, Rivka? They thought that she was caught in the fire because the whole building where she would was working and all the people who were working there had been destroyed and a lot of them died and a lot of them got very, very hurt. But Baruch Hashem, Shabbos would get out of it, yeah. Shabbos saved her.
Unbelievable. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Das ist ein richtiger Mann. Wie sagst du, I don't suck it for my thumb?
What?
I don't suck it for my thumb.
Ich schleppe nicht ein Reus für mein
Thumb. Ich schleppe nicht ein Reus für mein
Thumb.
Was ist ein Thumb?
Mein Finger, ich mein weiß, Finger, was ist ein...
Ja,
was
ich schleppe...
Ronny wird zu teilen am Meister und ich will euch gefühlen, was ist ein Thumb?
Okay.
Aber welche Stimmen dort sind die da?
A thumb? You don't want to know what a thumb is. What? A thumb is a grober finger.
A grober finger. Mach mit mir den grober finger.
Judy's nephew sent us a message here, wishing you all a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, and wishing the family long life. Okay.
Wait, before, so that, and then at the same time, Cindy also sent a message. Fabulous show today, great music, Shabbat Shalom. Let's get those hostages home. I'm Yisrael Chai. Love, Sin.
Amen.
Amen, yeah.
Thank you, Sin.
Okay, what do you want to know now? You want some
water?
It's
your turn. Give us some words, okay. Right? Look at the time. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's your time, time for left. Words.
Time left, left, yeah. Okay, what's arrived?
On Kuman.
That's right. What's the messages? Messenger.
There's a word for it. Yeah, we use it. We know what it is.
What does it start with?
Yes.
Ashika.
What?
Not Ashika. That's
someone who's drunk.
Yeah.
Ashikara.
Ashikara. No, you could be a sender. Ashika is a sender.
A messenger is not. A messenger is a shaliach.
A shaliach. Yeah.
Okay. What is pregnant?
Trocht.
Nein.
Schwanger.
Schwanger is correct. Right.
Oh, but the trocht is she's carrying.
She's carrying. Yeah.
So it's a nice way.
Way of putting it nicely.
Yeah. Okay.
To collect.
Zu bekleiden. Unkleiden.
Unkleiden. Yeah. What's a merchant?
A merchant?
Yeah. A seuche.
Nein. Yes. A seuche?
A seuche and can be another word as well.
Was fangt doch an?
With the H. Doesn't help you. A handler.
A handler.
A dealer.
A dealer, yeah. What is jam?
Jam.
Hmm? Jam, but you eat
it. So Kaschen is a
cherries.
A, is cherries.
A cherry jam.
But what is jam?
What is jam?
It's a jam.
It's
Russian and Yiddish and English.
Jam.
No. Was fangst du an mit?
No, that doesn't help you.
It does
help. I'm giving you the number, the name, Varenya.
Varenya.
Okay, the next one. What is maternity? You know, a maternity
to
ward.
To leave. Maternity ward.
Yeah. I've been in one.
A schwanger or something.
No.
A hospital.
No, hospital is Ruby Gate.
A maternity ward.
I'm giving you
ward.
Easy words today.
A maternity ward.
Yes.
That's what you're talking
yes.
about. No, I can't.
A mama. A mama.
No, in Kimpet.
In Kimpet.
A Kimpet.
Of,
Kimpet. That's
right.
Yeah, Kimpet. You're telling me that. What's lazy?
Foil.
You're right.
Foil or foiled zach.
Yeah. One for all and all for one.
Eine für allemen.
Und allemen für
sich. Yeah, very good.
No. Für sich means for me.
Yeah.
Eine für
one for one. One for all and all for one. Eine
für allemen.
Für andere. Eine für allemen. Okay. What's that? What's cheerful?
Besimcha.
No.
Lebedig.
No.
Glücklich.
No.
Schmeicheldig.
No.
What's the kasha?
No, I'm not telling you.
What's the kasha?
We've given you five versions. Huh? We've given you five versions.
Yes.
And not one of them is right.
Yes. Of being cheerful. What's cheerful?
Besimcha.
No. That could be, maybe. It's freilach.
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 Okay, what's to lick?
To lecken.
To lecken, correct. What's faith?
Emuna.
Emuna? Yeah, could be.
Was there another one?
A glaib, to glaiben.
It's not to glaiben, right. What is to excuse me?
Unschuldig.
That's right.
You see, the easy words we know.
I see, yeah. What's when you get a fright, what is it? Right. What's midday meal?
Mittag.
Right.
Sure. That was quick.
What's an invitation?
Einladen.
Yes.
Ronnie, what is an ad break in Yiddish?
Ad break is an ad break. We fragt sich Zeit zu sorgen für wem wer zult für was geht und dann.
This is the Kumsitz.
Carry on.
What is faith?
Emunah bin gesagt.
No.
To glauben.
Betochen.
Faith. Bitachon.
Bitachon.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, bitachon.
But bitachon is security.
Yeah, that's security. What's accounts?
Cheshben.
Cheshben, yes, okay.
Du das wissen, das?
He's an Denk accountant, yeah.
He's an accountant.
Okay. What's okay?
Okay is okay.
Okay
is a winkel.
Okay was a winkel. Was it given?
Still
there. Now it's sold as franchise. What's okay?
Beseder.
That's a man.
Aber das ist ein hebräisches Wort, ne?
Nein, it's a Yiddish word. Okay, what is a miracle?
A nice. Or nifla or eichet, ne?
Okay, no, that's different. Okay, what's a barber?
An opshera.
Ashera.
Ashera.
This is correct. Okay, what's a plague?
Plagues.
What were the plagues? That's in Makkah.
A Makkah.
Or Deve. What's in Yiddish?
A Makkah.
No. There is a word.
Okay. You missed out on that one. Okay.
You're not telling us.
I'm telling you now. Okay. What is it? Epidemia.
Epidemia.
That's not Yiddish.
Epidemia is.
Das sei dieselbe Sache wie ein Sponsor. Das Sponsor ist Epidemia.
What's you know when you put a belt around a suitcase? What do you call it?
Zufar.
No. What is it? What is it called? The belt.
The belt.
Verschließen. No. Verschließen is to
lock.
To lock.
You're not going to get this.
Das kann sein.
I can't even think of what it is in English. You want us to tell you in Yiddish.
Okay.
Come on, Ronnie.
No.
Be fair.
No, think about it. I'll come back
is
to it.
Is it a belt, you say? Or is it
like
the plastic?
Like a belt. It's a strip around.
A strap
around your thing. What? Ruf Tachon. Okay. What's this quick?
Gich.
Okay. This one's all right. To wrap up something.
Zu far.
You wrap up goods.
Einwickeln
is very good. Sure. I don't know how you got it.
You don't know how I got it?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't know how to
explain wie ich das gekrogen. Baruch Hashem.
Say.
Du hast da Gottes Koran von deinem Papa.
The Koran von Papa, yeah, okay.
Und sie ist gewinnen eine gute Lyrica.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is it called, what I asked you before?
A belt.
Oh, a belt.
Okay, let's go to another. What's save?
Halt für später.
No, save.
Sure.
Okay, right.
Versporen is correct.
Very good, Hilt.
But that's to save money.
Yeah, to save.
Versporen,
yeah.
But to save a person's life?
Ratavan.
Ratavan.
Oh, so it's not a saver. It depends what you're saving.
Yeah.
Ratavan. Yeah, okay. We still haven't got the belt.
We're nearly there. Nearly time to go.
No, you still got time.
Was kann sein a belt? Wir darf helfen uns.
Start with let an some R.
A riddle.
A riddle's a wheel.
Someone must phone in. Come on. Cindy, you the one, the genius. Cindy, what is a belt?
I'll tell you, okay. You don't have to ask you to go into it. It's a rim.
A rim. A rim sounds like a tire. That sounds like a tire.
A rim.
It's a rim. Not a rim. That's a rim. This is a rim.
A room and a room,
right.
Okay.
What's to clean?
Zu machen rein.
Or otherwise it can. Ois.
Reinen.
No.
Ois rein.
No. Putzen.
Ois putzen.
Sure. That's to polish.
Yeah. No, that's to it's to dust up in that. What's a coin?
A coin. Geld. Is a coin.
No. When you get a coin like a Kruger Rand or something like that.
That what's Ruf Tachon?
Yes. Ruf Tachon, huh?
A matbaya.
Correct.
But that's Hebrew.
Yeah, it's English and Yiddish too.
Okay. Matbaya. Er fangt sich auch machen mit der Hand.
Yeah.
Who?
Er fangt sich auch machen mit der Hand.
Er macht schon mit der Hand.
Ja.
Noch 4 Minuten. What's despite?
Ay, ay. Now you're getting technical, Ronnie.
Okay, noch einmal.
I'll give you another one. What's drunk? Person's drunk.
Yeah.
Vertrunken. It's drowned.
Drunk.
Well, I know, wait, man.
Come on, man. You know what drunk is. Okay, we'll handle it in 2 seconds. Nobody else send any more messages?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'll give you a word for drunk.
No.
Okay, we'll keep it over for next week.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. Elton, he wants us to...
It's almost time for us to say goodbye. Time's gone quickly.
Shika.
There you go.
Correct.
Shika.
Yeah.
3Ks next week. We'll be back with you at the same time and same place.
Hopefully
for the
Kumsitz
on 101.9 Chai FM.
Amen.
Hopefully, Judy, you'll be with us. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe. Drive carefully. Enjoy yourselves. Good Shabbos. Und bleib gesund.
A guten Shabbos. Shabbos schäuft ihm.
Hey, Emmett hat mir geschickt die Antwort hier. Can you believe it? A Benji. Ich kenne ihn nicht. Ich weiß nicht, wer er ist. Er hat geschickt uns ein Message.
Was sagt er?
Er hat gesagt, er ist ein Schickerer.